set in his ways.
Okay. Any other words you'd use for this? Stubborn or set in his ways? Okay. If you have somebody that, that whatever you did to him, whatever you did, he always seemed to take it the wrong way.
Chip on his shoulder.
Okay, he's got a chip on his shoulder, but you say he's awful,
narrow-minded.
Okay, anything else? You wouldn't say touchy or testy or anything, or... Okay. Had somebody that was like this, and you did something to him, and he took it the wrong way, he'd probably get what?
Uppy.
Okay. Or anything else, any other general term?
Mad.
Okay. And you're liable to tell him, well, just keep...
Cool.
Okay, or any other word that you might say, keep... Okay, maybe another way of getting at this is to say, when the wind isn't blowing, it's a dead... There's no wind at all. It's a dead, Is there any word for that? Or say you looked out at the lake and you saw that there weren't any waves on it. It was real...
Quiet? Calm?
Yeah, that's what I was looking for. Okay. Hey, if you go back to this guy that is, that gets mad all the time, you might say that, you might explain to him, well, I didn't mean to do it, it was an accident that I did. I didn't do it
on purpose.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you come in from working all day, how would you describe coming in, maybe being so feeling so you really had to go lie down? You're all just completely
you're tuckered out.
Tuckered out. Okay. Is tired and tuckered out? Do they mean the same thing, or is one is one stronger than the other, or?
No.
Okay. If you're just so tired you can barely stand up, you can say you're just completely...
exhausted.
Okay. Maybe you have a friend that you maybe had seen yesterday or something like that and was fine. And then you hear that he's in bed with a temperature. You figure he must have done what?
Gotten sick.
Okay. If somebody goes outside without a raincoat on in the rain, and you know he's done this, and the next day you see him and he's sniffling and stuff, you figure he must have done what?
Cold.
Okay. If somebody is caught a cold and his voice isn't quite right, it's like he's been yelling or something like that.
Laryngitis.
Okay. Or he's awful...
Hoarse.
Okay. This is a...
cough.
Okay. Somebody that can't hear is... All right. You see somebody that you know has been out working in a field all day, and he comes in and he's got his shirt is just wringing wet. You figure he must have gone out and done what? So he worked in the field all day and did what to his shirt?
Perspired.
Okay. Is there another word for perspired?
Sweating.
Yeah. Okay. A lot of times, you know, some of these things are not. In the best taste. A lot of times you get a raised place on your skin where you've got an infection or something like that. And the doctor had to lance the thing and get it.
Boil.
Yeah. What comes out when the doctor lances it?
Pus.
Okay. If you have a soldier who gets shot, you can say he's received a...
A wound.
Okay. This next thing is... Well, I was trying to think how to describe it. Frequently you see this on horses, or I guess cattle too, where they'll have maybe a deep cut and it'll sort of start healing over before it's really, you know, cleaned out inside. What do you call that skin that grows back over the cut?
Broad flesh.
Mm-hmm. Maybe know somebody and thought that there wasn't anything wrong with him, and all of a sudden you read his obituary in the paper one day. You might have